I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Couple weeks. Okay. You can't have that taking place. What took place yesterday? But there's that's what I came away with.
I'm here for that, and I understand that. There's also a balancing act of you're watching your guy Steph Curry get kind of manhandled off ball, which you know Thompson was playing excellent defense, and I might even be underrating it. It was better than excellent. It was spectacular defense. So you do want to be able to have a balancing act of, hey, I'm also gonna set the tone physically. And you need Draymond because there's a lot of guys that like Pods isn't gonna get super, super physical with people, even though he plays a frenetic style. Moody's not gonna get super, super physical. Like, you do need Draymond to be able to balance out the physicality. That I will grant him.
Dave Fleming coming up 9:20, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Talk some Giants. Don't worry. If you're waking up this morning, it's all hey, we will get to the San Francisco Giants and what they are doing. 8-1 is nothing to scoff at, and the way they are doing it and how they are doing it. And it wasn't like they were sweeping the Colorado Rockies, who salvaged their series against the A's, who were going for the sweep yesterday. No, it was against the Houston Astros. It was against the Seattle Mariners. Both of those teams who have made the playoffs pretty recently, and for them to do that, and for them to do it at home, too, in this past series, you were at the opening day. It was electric. The walk-offs,
opening day was great.
Like, the energy's back at Oracle, so we will get to it with Dave Fleming at 9:20. Also talks some Masters. It is Masters week. I hear the little twinkling. It's somewhere out there. Carter, you can feel free to play it whenever, quite frankly, because it is one of, if not the greatest week in sports. I don't care what Bonte has to say. So we'll get to that. Also, do you believe? Thank you. Do you believe coming up at 7:30 after this 3-1 run you went on against the tops of the Western Conference, do you believe that this Warriors team is a championship contender? As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
They had the feel yesterday of a team that went through a gauntlet and had a physical and emotional letdown. Just straight up, and they went up against a very good, young, hungry, brash team that wanted to stick it to them.
It just sucked.
And it was both of those things converging at once. They were due for a clunker because they played so brilliantly in the Denver game, so brilliantly in the Laker game, and we're at a point in the year where a lot of their older players look old, especially against a young, dynamic, athletic, long team.
And I think that's what Chris in San Jose wants to talk about. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Chris?
You're on the Morning Roast. It's Benoni and Chasky. How we doing?
Spadoni, Mr. Shafty, long time no talk. Like what you guys were saying, due for a clunker. You know, law of averages kind of always stands out in any sport, any walk of life, in my perspective. But, that's kind of their kryptonite, right? A long, young, athletic team, hungry, driven. My concern, you know, I've always been pretty open about my thoughts on Draymond Green at this point in his career. You know, he kind of plays a great center field. His on-ball defense is still solid, but what he struggles with is, you know, younger, skilled, long guys. And that's just, to me, that's how it's been for a few years now. So he can shout out and yell, hey, I'm the D-boy, you know, to the media all he wants after playing mediocre the first half of the season on defense. Sorry, Dre. But, you know, to me, it's like the long young athlete coming right down our – pause. Hold on. I was about to say something sketchy there. Coming right down into the lane – you know, That's a problem for us. That's a problem. But, hey, you shake it off. I was telling the screener he thinks we got to go 4-0. I think we go 3-1 with one of those wins being against the Clippers. I think you're a top six seed. And, yeah, over the course of a seven-game series, you know, hopefully that experience and that savvy gravitas of our veteran leadership will bring us through. Quick note about the Giants, Shafsky, Spadoni. Shafsky, I know you're fired up right now, kid. I am loving it. There's nothing. The home opener, beautiful Bay Area weather, not a cloud in sight, nice little subtle breeze, but not enough to knock the balls down coming out to right. And I just love it. I love baseball.
I do,
it's
too.
It's my number one sport. I love the Warriors, but I just love it so much. And they feel it kind of is reminiscent to those title teams, right? You never give up. When I yelled last week on that walk-off, never give up, never surrender, yee-haw, baby. We're coming. Yeah. We got the best record in the MLB, solid starting staff, solid relief, timely hitting, great at-bats, you know, when you're not striking out 20 times a game. And I love it, baby. I love the vibes right now. Let's have
Chris, real quick. Yep. Did you just drop a Galaxy Quest reference on me, never give up, never surrender, Tim Allen?
I might have.
You did. So you didn't even know you did it.
To infinity and beyond.
Did it. That's Chris in San Jose. He's on fire right now. And again, that his point's well taken in regards to Draymond Green. Like, in a given series, he's going to be, again, if you play the Rockets in a first-round series, it's a possibility, by the way. That might be a thing. Like, that is an area where I might be a little concerned about Draymond losing his cool against that team now. I have some questions.
Okay. That is always going to be a question on Draymond for the remainder of his career.
But I wasn't questioning it the last couple months because everything had been going so great. But you lose the game you lost yesterday, and now that you're the sixth seed, now I have some question marks.
But so, like, for me,
and
the
that sounds unfair, but that's just the reality of how tight this conference is.
I get that, but I also don't think they lost that game strictly because of Draymond. It was an element.
I thought
that their defense on Steph Curry was a much bigger element to the game, and nobody else stepping up really outside of Pajemski. But I think the biggest frustration for me, it's not about how the refs treat Draymond Green. It's on a dead ball that they're reviewing, okay? When you're going to review a foul and you have all the technology and you have the time, no one's saying it's a real-time call, right? And you're not reacting in real time. You have time to take a deep breath and review it. I just don't understand how that's a flagrant. Well, that shouldn't have been. If you want to give him the technical on clapping in your face after elbowing Şengün with a dead ball as they're inbounding the ball, like, that, totally fine. I'm okay with that. That probably should have been a technical. But if you're going to review it, and you're going to take the time to review it, and you're removing emotion, because when you're doing the reviews, it's not, well, Draymond does have a history. Well, I mean, I know he's in the restricted circle and he's moving, but Şengün, you know, he just got elbowed five possessions ago in the second quarter by Draymond Green.
But
what's the point of reviews? Like, we don't do this like, hey, Dez Bryant dropped that ball in the first quarter. So as we're reviewing this third quarter play, in our head, he did drop that ball earlier. No, is it a catch or not? Like, if you're going to review the play, all I'm saying is that review that play. Don't bake in the resume and the this and that. You want to give him the technical earlier for how he was condescending you, the referee?
See,
I'm all for that.
I think in a given game, though, like, I hear you on, like, a season. Like, so if that was the very first play of the game, like, let's just say for hypothetical where he drove.
Okay.
And if that was the very first play, I think you could look at it and say, like, okay, first play, nothing there. But within a game and everything that had already taken place prior to that point, yeah, I do think that is baked into the equation.
In the flow of a game, you're calling a foul. I get it. Things are moving. All right, you're going to have your biases.
No, but
like, all them have
each individual game is its own
Joe, but
thing.
If we're going to go to Secaucus and we're going to go to New Jersey, what's the point of going to New Jersey? Hey, it is Draymond Green. I mean, come on. Like, it's one thing if you're calling a block charge, it's in real time, we're going in with the flow, you know, guys have biases, I get that. Once you hit review and we're challenging the play, you have to remove everything, and we have to get the call
right.
So
you keep comparing it. Dylan Brooks had this exact equation, the same type of plays that Draymond had all night, I do think it'd be the same. I do think it would be the exact same.
No, they would have said up. He's inside the restricted circle. No, that's what they would have said. He's inside. Because they just did this the other night. No, the other night against the Lakers. Dre was inside the restricted circle. They reviewed the play. And they're like, nope, he's inside the restricted circle. Period. End of discussion. Block charge. Boom. We're going in the other way.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the Austin Reeves one, the Moses Moody? Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, that one. They reviewed.
Okay, yes, they did.
And what they
but
do?
That was by the letter of the law. He was.
So this isn't the letter of the law. So we're picking it. That's my problem.
We're talking about if we're reviewing it,
if we're going to review it, we need to get it right. Okay. If it's in real time, hey, look, I'm allowing a level of bias. If it's in real time, if we're stopping and we're all going to gather and all three officials are going to come together and we're as an audience going to watch it over and over and over. Just get it right. Just get it right on that individual play. That's all I'm asking.
Robert is on the freeway, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Robert? You're on with Spadoni and Chesky. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. Hey, you know, I don't like this old school thing of keeping the starters in. They would have put the second string in. Those guys are kicking butt. If they had 6 minutes, they might have caught up.
Thanks, Robert.
What a little laugh there at the end.
Look, the silver lining of yesterday, which no one's going to bring up, dude, Pods has been on fire. I know they need Pods to be able to shoot.
You're going Bradley Cooper on me, silver linings?
Look, to connect certain lineups, they need Pods. What has he had, 19 or more in 4 of the last 5 games?
He's been great.
He's been awesome.
Yeah.
No, right? There are some good things to come out of this game. Buddy Hield, maybe he found his shot a little. They're going to need Buddy Hield moving forward.
Let's go
Kuminga, playing great defense and rebounding and actually making good passes.
Against 3 of the big boys in the Western Conference, here's Pajemski's stat lines. Against the Rockets, 7-14. 19 points.
Wow.
Against the Nuggets, 10 of 16, 26 points.
Yeah, he was spent.
And against the Lakers, he just couldn't miss. 8 of 10 from beyond the arc, 28 points, and he had that halftime buzzer.
And what do you have yesterday? 18, 19, 20?
He had 19 yesterday.
19. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, to me,
four of his last 5, he's had either 27, 28, 26, or 19.
I know this is going to sound crazy. He's giving me the 3-point ball the way Jordan Poole did, where it's like, hey, I'm open. I'm ripping this. I'm decisive.
He definitely has the swagger of a Jordan Poole, too. There's Nets neck. It's he did a review yesterday when Draymond caught the tech, and then they're walking to the monitor. Pods at the end starts doing the review. I was like, let's relax on the review.
But Joe, if you're an official in that game, right, and you're watching how physical everything is,
sure,
and you had the sequence where Draymond and Dylan Brooks are arguing, and then you have the off-ball play where Şengün and Draymond are jostling for position, your job as an official is to get this thing under control.
Okay.
And I would have hit Dre with the early tech right then in there for going to the throat. I would have said, hey, you went up into the neck area. That was unnecessary. That was ridiculous. And your reaction to me, boom, technical. You can't do that to an official. And it would have just, boom, it would have stopped everything. I thought that the officials lost control.
Stop me if you've heard that one before, right? 888-957-9570. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on the other side. Do you believe coming up? Start lining them up. Same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Do you believe in this team after going 3-1? Against the big boys. Remember the conversation? It was, you know, the Warriors really haven't beaten anyone yet in the Jimmy Butler era. The Blazers, the Spurs. Well, they just beat the Grizzlies, the Lakers, and the Nuggets. They went 3-1 against the Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. Like, it's pretty damn good. If you're not going to believe now, then when? And you can tell me why if you don't believe in this team going on a deep run. I'd love to hear it. And if you think the opposite, 888-957-9570 is the number. Same number of call or text. That's all coming up. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Shot, you talking to me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Nuggets Warriors. And that was all for your lovely fiance, correct, for her birthday?
No, I went with a friend to the Giants,
and then
with her to the Warriors.
Okay.
Didn't go over well.
Okay, you didn't take her to both. Did she want to go to both?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot. But that's the nice ingress-egress that you like to use that term of, you know, Oracle Park being right there. And the game went so late to, like, what, 5 o'clock? So you can just go right over to Chase Center and walk right over there.
Five. It went, I think it started at 1:30.
It was like 5:45.
I think it was late.
It was really late.
It was really late. Little guy only lasts about the eighth inning.
So you just sleeping? So you just waited?
No, he wasn't sleeping. He was just like, "This is
okay. We gotta go.
Okay. We gotta hit.
They'll let you know
the parachute." But okay. We had a great time, dude. My wife lost it on me because I gave him ice cream. I'm like, "This is, if you're gonna go to the game, you get ice cream. What
like
are
it's
we
opening
doing?
Day, you gotta
exactly
cotton candy,
he
ice
had French
cream,
fries. Oh my god, dude." There was a burger upstairs, club level. It was a Derby burger, I believe.
God, I can go for one of those right now.
It was incredible. Double cheeseburger.
Oh.
I had half of my mouth completely numb. It felt like I got punched in the
Oh, that's right. You went to the dentist on Friday. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. It went great.
It wasn't scary, was it?
No, it hurt. Oh. I'm in pain. I'm still hurting today. That's why I just took some aspirin.
Okay, what happened?
Well, he's like trying to save my lower teeth because I had trauma in the lower teeth where I got hit with a ball back like 20-something years ago.
Oh, okay. So
and so, like,
effect.
The tooth kind of got messed up and, like, the gums got messed up. And so, you know how docs are always saying, hey, we could lose these teeth. And then as we get out, I think you're going to be fine. I'm like, why did you do this to me?
What is it? In
shout out Dr. Baker.
The Hangover. It's like, dentists aren't really doctors. You're not really a doctor.
No, Dr. Baker is
know,
the
I'm
man.
Kidding, but I love that joke all the time. You're not really a doctor. You're more of a dentist.
I noticed.
I noticed how good it was. So I'm walking over back to the club, and I had to take a shower because I was out of it. Like, I'm talking Novocaine'd out, dude. Sure. My whole face was puffy.
Okay.
And then it slowly started to dissipate because he puts all these shots in you, and by the time I got to the stadium, I was ready to eat. I was so hungry. And you know what I mean? When I 1:30, I mean, that's like dinner for me.
It all worked out there. And it's all working out for the Giants right now. Again, we'll talk about the Giants 9:20. We're going to have Dave Fleming. They're 8-1 right now. They're the best team in baseball.
Let me take it
a step
further.
They're first in the NL West. Not the Dodgers, not the Padres. No. He got this.
For the Giants to win that game the way that they did, followed up by the Warriors to win that game the way that they did.
It was an incredible weekend.
One of the best days in Bay Area sports in a long time.
And Stephen Curry hanging out at the Sharks game over the weekend. So Bay Area unite indeed. And after that game, I think the confidence level with everyone, I'm sure all the people here on the show included, after you beat the Lakers, the back end of a back-to-back, to come back at home and beat the Nuggets. I get it. No Jamal Murray. That's a big difference. But they didn't have Jamal Murray or Jokic and punked your ass just a week prior. So let's all take a deep breath there. And you know what? I really don't give a damn if the Nuggets don't have Jamal Murray because everyone's battling injuries at this point in the season. And you know what? I don't have a question mark right there when it comes to the Warriors, albeit Jimmy's forearm might be concerning. We'll keep an eye on that. Having said all of that, to do that, the belief level had to have been, oh, we're going to go to the championship. Like, to do that against the top in the West, because I keep saying this, I'm going to continue to say it. The Oklahoma City Thunder, I know they're the one seed. I know they've had a great regular season. Did you guys watch the game yesterday?
No.
They played all their starters, and the Lakers coming off that loss to the Warriors absolutely obliterated them. And I watched that game and said, you know what? Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the Thunder, too. I'm not buying it.
I do think that they're very matchup dependent in the playoffs. And I want to see who they match up against first.
And I don't think they'd match up well against the team I saw yesterday. And okay. I don't think they'd match up well, quite frankly, against the Warriors because historically they've been very difficult. Like, and I get it. It's gone down to the wire. Okay. They're young, the athletic. But something about them I quite don't trust yet. And whether that's Shea having to prove it as the number one, whether it's the Jalen Williams as a bona fide number two, Lu Dort, the torture chamber. Well, he got cooked ad nauseum yesterday. And albeit, listen, great offensive players there for LA, obviously, and the size was giving them some problems. But I looked at that game more so as like, man, if I'm the Warriors, if I'm the Lakers, if I'm the Nuggets, if they get healthy, like, yeah, I don't have that fear factor of the Oklahoma City Thunder. As much as the national media want to shove them down my throat, yeah, I'm just not buying it there.
So you asked a question kind of quickly there, and regarding the Warriors and how you're feeling, like what championship? Just throw championship to the side.
Well, but I think people were talking about it. No, like I'm not going to do that because come Friday night, there was a lot of chatter from a lot of my friends. Oh, dude, we can actually do this. Is what. Finally, a lot of ones.
That's different than we could actually do this. Is different from we're winning the championship.
No, we're going to a championship. We're going through the West, and a lot of
can
people
we acknowledge how
Friday
difficult
night.
That is. And sure. and let's see what the landscape looks like in the West, and where the matchups
are.
You're
not feeling that after beating the Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets.
This is what I feel. I feel like anything can happen. This team, anything can happen. When you beat the Grizzlies the way that you did, wow, that was a big win. That meant a lot, right?
Yeah.
Then you beat the Lakers the way that you did
in Los Angeles.
That's a big win to win that game, and you kind of put a shot across their bow.
Yeah.
And like, hey, you want to see us in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Then to finally beat the Nuggets Friday night in the dramatic way that you did, and Steph looked so dynamic, and I just thought the whole team played really well, and Pods is just playing out of his mind. Guys were contributing all over the place. I thought Draymond was really good defensively. To win those games in that succession the way that you did, I'm like, all right, this team is real.
Mm-hmm.
This team is a real bona fide Western Conference team. Where does it end? Who do they play? Like, that's the immediate question I ask myself.
See, I don't think it matters. Like, does it still matter who they play in the first round at this point? You just beat the Lakers. You just beat the Nuggets, beat the Grizzlies. Like, I don't care about the Thunder or the Rockets. I know you lost to the Rockets yesterday, but you've had their number in the past.
I just had to get in. I feel like if I knew they were the 3 or 4 seed, Joe, I think my opinion would be different. They have to, like... Well, I mean, the margin of error to the end of the year.
And that brings me to my question at 888-957-9570. We got Do You Believe coming up in 5 minutes. Like, you can have one or two ways. Are you feeling really good about those three wins we just mentioned? Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets. Or are you feeling worse about that loss yesterday because it dropped you all the way to the sixth spot? So 888-957-9570, Do You Believe? Start lining them up. We're going to start playing that in about 5 minutes as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I know my belief level in the team shifted, and I can go for one of those right now. My belief level in this team shifted on Friday night.
Don't you think it's a little early?
It's never early. I told you I can go for a double cheeseburger right now at 7:25 in the morning.
It could be a soda.
Yes, a pop, if you will. Or like I like a nice sparkling water in the morning, like one of those Liquid.
What was the old Coca-Cola? Play it again, and I'll do the old Coca-Cola commercials.
There you go.
Isn't that how it used to go?
You know what I used to smash? Sixth period or seventh period, whatever was after lunch, right? Whatever it was for you. I used to smash a wild cherry Pepsi can because I get them for like a 50 cents or 75 cents in the machine, and then a pack of Wildberry Skittles every single day, Monday through Friday.
How are you not 700 pounds?
Oh, that's what down the metabolism. There you go. Vets ask you?
That wasn't just right now, was
that
it?
That was great.
No, that was when you did the show with Grandy. You had that heavy
do
sigh
that
about something.
Do that one more time.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
That makes actually okay. That one made me a little bit.
That was me watching the Warriors last night.
That's honestly a little bit more enjoyable.
I feel so like optimistic about the Warriors. Number one, optimistic is the word.
But not.
But I'm petrified of this like Clipper game on Sunday, and if that determines whether you're a play-in or playoff team.
Well, let's look at the schedule coming up here real quick for the Warriors as we do the schedule game, because that's what everyone's going to be looking at these next four games or three games for some of these teams. So you got the Suns tomorrow. Kevin Durant and them boys. Devin Booker, okay.
Is KD even going to play?
Well, he played. Let me pull this up. He did play their last game, did he not? Let's see. Sunday, March. No. So since March 30th, no, against that Rocket. So I don't know. Is he going to play that game?
He had a devastating ankle injury. I thought the season was over.
Is it? That's the thing. Is it for sure done? Is he going to be out tomorrow? I don't know.
Not for sure, but I would find it very
hard. Right? I would find it hard to believe that he
played. So Devin Booker and them boys, we'll just call it, okay? Devin Booker and those guys, by the way, I've mentioned it on this show a lot. I cannot believe just how god-awful they are still. With all the talent they have there, and for them to be that bad still, it's pretty incredible. But that's neither here nor there. So you got the Suns coming up for the Warriors, and then you got the Spurs.
Gotta win that one.
So it's a back end of a back-to-back. Spurs coming into town. And then you got the Fighting Chaunceys on Friday. And then Sunday, you wrap it up, 12:30 at Chase Center.
Can we have more back-to-backs to end the year? I mean, geez Louise.
Just one more back-to-back. That's it.
No, I know, but we just played a back-to-back. Maybe the toughest back-to-back in the league.
And you handled it. And
I know.
And then you had a doubt from between, which is why it's so disappointing that you lost to the Rockets.
Yeah, but it's not enough for the age group that you have. I mean, this is such an older team. They needed that extra day, even a half a day.
Does that kind of give you a little bit pause, by the way, given a playoff series, the age of this?
Well, Jimmy Butler's got a wrap on his left forearm. Yeah. You know, he's clearly not looking as decisive offensively. I thought yesterday the matchup of the young, big, athletic players made him look very old.
888-957.
It's a bad matchup in particular for him.
No, it's a great point. And
Tari Eason? Wow.
This everyone on the
Jabari Smith.
Every player on the Rockets is just chiseled and tall and big.
And fast.
Outside of Fred VanVleet, who did not have a good game at all. He had 1 of 8, 1 of 5, and just 3 points for Freddie VanVleet, who, by the way, whenever I look at him, you cannot think of that final series in 2019. Guy hit everything. He could not miss in that series. He had that new dad energy, remember?
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up to Draymond yesterday at the free throw line. Somebody was at the free throw line.
They were all chirping.
And okay, Fred VanVleet. I mean, like, come on.
Well, no, but there was points in between someone's videotaping. I don't know who was at the game yesterday. Might have been Whitley. I'm not sure who was, you know, doing some filming in between. And it was Fred VanVleet. It was Jimmy Butler, Pods, and Draymond. They're all kind of shooting the breeze and like covering mouths and like laughing about something. So it wasn't as contentious as it all made, like on the court during game time, sure, but they were fine after it. They were fine in between. They're cordial. Not like Ime Udoka and Steph Curry, by the way. Ime Udoka, after the game, head coach of the Houston Rockets, talking about that exchange with Stephen Curry.
I was talking to my team, you know, about the physicality. This is the type of game we like. This is who we are. He said something, I said something. Nothing, a little friendly banter.
Okay, a little friendly banter. Thank you, Dave Fleming. He'll be joining us at 9:20. And then Steph, this is what he had to say in regards to that exchange after the game.
He made a reservation at International Smoking and he canceled it. And so I was kind of upset with him. And went back and forth on that.
So he's making a joke. International Smoke, by the way, obviously, Michael Mina and Ayesha Curry behind this global-inspired restaurant for grilled meats and cocktails. So he's just saying, hey, cancel the reservation. Give a little plug to Ayesha. I think Draymond said as much after that, too. So that's fine. Nothing to see here. Nice little friendly banter back and forth, and that's okay. 888-957-9570. Start lining them up. Call in right now. Do you believe it's time to play America's fastest-growing game show, the age-old question in sports talk? Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors? You pump faking me now again. You pump faked me on the rejoin, Carter, and you're pump faking me again, and I'm falling for it.
It's time to play Top Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to play Do You Believe, where we ask our many callers at 888-957-9570 after this 3-1 stretch against the gauntlet of the Western Conference. Are you a believer at 3-1 now against the Grizzlies, the Lakers, the Nuggets? Yeah, you lost to the Rockets, but you're 3-1 against those teams. Are you a believer? Shout out the Monkees, 888-957-9570. Remember, it's the same number to call or text. And Joe Shasky, we'll start off with you, as always. Are you a believer in this team?
I've been a believer in this team.
I don't know. You sound a little bit scared just 5 minutes ago. You said, well, I got to see the matchup. The matchup doesn't matter. If they're playing their game, they could beat anyone. Right?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm telling you and I'm asking you. How about that?
Thank you, Chuck Woolery. Here's what I'm thinking. Like, yes, they can win the championship. There's no doubt. They could also lose on Sunday and then lose in the play-in.
I don't see that happening. I don't see that. Not with this Warriors squad. Can you realistically think this team's going to lose on Sunday to the Los Angeles Clippers?
They have exerted a ton of energy just to get to this point. And I looked at like the team yesterday outside of a couple of the young players. They needed a couple of days off. And the schedule just doesn't give up at any point. And so I think that they absolutely have to find a way to make Sunday not matter. I don't know if that's even possible. It feels like Sunday is going to be the big day. I'm talking about the Clipper day. If I knew today, if you said, Joe, Sunday won't matter at all, you're in the playoffs, I'd be like, yep, they win the championship. But for whatever reason, I'm just petrified that Sunday is going to mean everything.
You're going Chamber of Secrets on me. Petrification, sensation, and that's a deep cut. Shout out White Lotus and Lucius Malfoy yesterday. I'm not going to spoil anything, but there were some things that happened. Oh, and by the way, this is Do You Believe, and you could call or text at 888-957-9570. Do you believe this team's going to title on? Also, we appreciate the participation from the YouTube chat, which we are getting a bunch of. Aunt Will says the GSW 2K25 title run is downloading. So he thinks he's a believer. Damon Chang, we could beat anyone. So he believes that it doesn't matter. Oklahoma City, Lakers, Nuggets, please. Jimbo, this is James Kincaid, went out and we are good. Our margin of error is gone. Gone. Well, I go Dwayne Kuiper.
I look at this team right now and I say, man, you can't tell me Jimmy, Steph, and Dre mentally, forget the physical toll, mentally don't need a week off.
And then a week. If you do have to play in a play-in, like we were talking about with Anthony Slater last week, Joe, that I even kind of like was talking about it. Like, and I wasn't being serious, but I was giving the argument for it, right?
Okay.
Hey. Is a play-in the worst thing for this team? Because you're just like, you just want to get in, right? You want to get out of the box. And with as well as this team has been playing, like, playing in the play-in game feels like a disappointment. But you have to spin it. Like, well, play the Rockets? I don't know. But now, all of a sudden, the team that maybe you want to play in the first round, they're the only ones that beat you out of those last four games. So maybe your mindset changes there.
If I knew I had 3 or 4 days to prepare for the Rockets in a 7-game series, I wouldn't be as frustrated. I wouldn't be as low on it, because you would find a way in practice and with the staff and everything to find wrinkles to free up Steph, because he's getting face guarded and they have dynamic players. Maybe it's Steph bringing the ball up the floor. I don't know. He's going to have to exert a lot of energy because Thompson's probably going to guard him all 94 feet. That being said, if you play a play-in and you win the play-in and you only have a couple of days to get ready for that game, because you probably play on Saturday, they need a 4 or 5 full days off. They just do.
They absolutely do.
They've run a gauntlet the last month and a half.
And they are the old, like you're talking about core three.
Are they the oldest in the Western Conference?
The only other ones I could think of, but it's not even, no, because the Clippers' third best player is probably Ivica Zubac, and he's probably still in his 20s, right?
Yeah.
So it's definitely not
good
them.
Point.
Zubac has been a baller this year. Talking about underrated big men who have given the Warriors fits.
Nasty.
We're talking about Şengün. No, Zubac is, that's the guy I circled. He's huge. By the way, still one of the worst trades I've seen in NBA history. Your boy Magic Johnson trading him away from Mike Muscala. Oh my God. Remember that whole Magic Johnson saga when he stepped down? We played Freebird the whole show because he said, I don't want to be.
I'm not going
to
be here.
I'm not going to be here. I'm a bird. I don't like to be in a cage. That's what it was.
That guy.
We got some more on the YouTube chat. We love your participation. We're playing.
Do you believe Warriors can win the championship?
888-957-9570.
If I would have asked this Saturday morning, all of us are saying absolutely, right? After that
I don't
Nugget
think
win.
It's close. So that's why I want to get out here. Do you feel good or better about those three wins against the Grizzlies, Lakers, or Nuggets? Or are you feeling worse about that Rockets loss?
No, I feel way better about the three wins.
I'm thinking, why do I feel worse about
those? Those are three good high-end playoff teams.
But doesn't it feel like you lost a lot of that momentum because of that loss yesterday?
No.
And because where you are in the standings because of that loss.
I look at it more as the body of the Western Conference being so jumbled.
JC on the YouTube chat says, playoffs, yes. Championship, no. He is not a believer quite yet. Enrique Rivera, oh, I'm sold on a deep run. If Dubs play their A game, bank on a run. We got Manny from H-Town Houston, who's going to be taking on Florida today for the national championship, and that's going to be at the Alamo Dome. Doesn't matter who we got in the first round, we can take on anybody. And I'm kind of with them there. First round, I don't fear anyone, but the series is going to matter and how physical it can be, if you will. So, like, not all series are built the same. Sometimes it takes a lot out of you. Like, you go back to a couple years ago, Joe, that seven-game series against the Kings took a lot out of that team. You could see it in game one against the Lakers. And that was the game. That was the only game the Lakers needed at Chase Center was that game one.
They were a Harrison Barnes three away from getting knocked out.
I know. It's crazy. And then Steph dropped 50-burger on them in game seven. And if you're not on the bus, get off the bus. That was the famous speech. And he put the team on his back. But you saw how just demoralized and dejected they were after that game one loss in that second round, and they never really recovered from it. And that was, do you believe? So there's still a lot of belief, but I feel like that loss yesterday took a lot of the steam out of the engine. I don't know why, but it did.
Well, the Aaron Gordon Friday night, let's go back to Friday night, right? I thought they did a great job on him, getting him off the glass. Like,
he had two rebounds.
He only had two?
He had two rebounds.
I would have said five or six.
15 points. He got to the line, so he did get the line, but the rebounds.
He was passing really well.
He had eight assists.
Yeah. But I thought they did a great job just on the glass. And I feel like this is where Kuminga's made strides. Looney's made strides. They did a really good job just in general as a team rebounding. Pods got a zillion loose ball rebounds.
11 offensive rebounds that night for the Warriors to the Nuggets 7. And overall, the rebound total was 38. To Denver, to 36 Warriors, very even there.
Yeah, and just
size wasn't giving them a problem that night.
No, but you know who actually was really good, and we just kind of gloss over. Christian Brown was awesome.
He was
really good, and they had a difficult time guarding him.
By the way, real quick, can we bring up this guy since we're talking about that Friday game as the Warriors won 118-104 against the Denver Nuggets, probably capping off their best three game stretch I've seen in a regular season, just giving opponents like I've seen in quite some time. That was impressive what they were able to do there. Yeah. Russell Westbrook.
Well,
that guy's going to be getting key minutes in playoff series. I'm sorry.
I still can't get over that three-pointer he hit when there was no one available, and he hit that three. He literally was hitting foam prior to that.
He was awful in that game on Friday. Like, just 5 points for him, four turnovers. That is the Russell Westbrook experience, though, in a nutshell, is it not?
But
he'll hit one of those shots against you, and when they're blowing you out, and then in a game where they're getting blown out, he's just not going to look very good, and he can shoot you out of it. He had nine shot attempts off the bench, 20 minutes, 5 points for him.
The thing about the Nuggets is that Gary Payton II doesn't necessarily like fit against them. For whatever reason, I also thought against the Rockets,
he had 2 minutes in that game. Yeah, just two.
He just doesn't. He's not. He's perfect in certain matchups. I don't think he's good in that one. The other one is like Houston. They're so long. They affected a lot of his shots.
The bench wasn't very good against the Nuggets at all. That was the starters.
No, Kuminga looked clunky.
It was kind of the
Kuminga looked clunky.
It was kind of the opposite of yesterday, right? Where the bench was looking really good. And I think it was Chris in San Jose. He's like, hey, why can't we see more of the bench in those sustained runs? Well, you know, that's a Steve Kerr thing, though, right? You got to trust with your big. You got to go down with your big boys at the end of the game. But I hear him on there, like riding the hot hand at a game like that might have been the way. Just considering how exhausted those older guys were,
I think that we are never going to get calls like this. But yesterday, it's as simple to say like Steph played terrible.
It's bad. He's bad.
And I give a lot of credit to the Rockets, but I think in the fourth quarter when he was just gunning, like Draymond threw one out of bounds because they were forcing it to him. He had Pods wide open on the wing. You know, Steph passed up, passing the ball to a more open player and took some bad shots. It's okay to admit that. He's been spectacular.
Well, another part of
why he played terrible.
Well, another part of the reason why he might have not been playing very well was because maybe he was getting hacked the whole time. Here's Jimmy Butler talking about Steph. Not really getting that whistle yesterday.
What stood out about the way that they did guard Steph tonight, though?
He did a good job of
whatever you want to call it.
What do you call it?
I don't even know. I've never seen an individual get fouled more than he gets fouled. That's, to me, I think that's it's astounding. But you know, it's crazy to say, but he's used to it. You know, it's been happening to him his whole career, and he's found a way through it, around it, under it, whatever you want to call it. That's tough.
The fouling, you mean not just tonight, you mean since you've been here?
I mean, yeah, I've seen it since I've been here, but I don't know how many years he got. What do you got, 16? I'm pretty sure it's been happening for 16 short years. I get to see it, and it really angers me that he's on my team and he gets hacked like that.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler yesterday after the game, 106-96, the final. Reaction.
I've been waiting for someone to do that forever. I waited for Steve to do the Phil Jackson thing. Like, you know, this guy's just getting crushed. I mean, he's just getting fouled off ball. I mean, you gotta look for that. You know, no, Phil would do that in between game 3 and game 4 or game 5 and game 6. And he was like, you know, you gotta look out for all the way that they're hugging Shaq.
Yeah.
You know what
or
I mean? He would
Powell,
do this all the time.
Bynum.
Yeah. He'd do this all the time. Bynum, get out of here. But he'd do this all the time.
I had to throw an Andrew Bynum.
Thank you, Jimmy, for saying the quiet part out loud. Wow. He's been getting bodied for 16 straight years. If Jimmy does nothing the rest of the year, that might be the most impactful thing he does.
The free throws yesterday, I hear him. That's fine. He's sticking up for his guy. That's fine. The free throw attempts yesterday was just, it was 11 for the Warriors, 16 overall for the Rockets. So neither team were really getting to the line that much. When they were getting to the line, I'm not going to harp on this enough. Just the atrocious shooting, 6 of 11 and 6 of 16. It was bad yesterday. Like, talk about, like, I haven't seen a sloppy game like that in quite some time when it comes to all levels of shooting the ball, and that's what it was yesterday. Stephen Curry, 1 of 10, 1 of 8, and yeah, he might have been driving to the lane there, but in a game like that where you weren't making anything, and I get it, it goes back to your whole ref thing, like, you just got to call it when you see it, but I do think there's something where if a guy's not hitting the shot, they're not going to bail you out, but has he earned the right to do that? I think you would argue is like, hey, he's an older player. Why is the LeBrons of the world? Or why are the Lucas of the world? Why they can get to the line if they're not having a good shooting night? I hear you.
Well,
that's Jimmy defending his guy for the last couple months, and he's just seen it through his lens. And I appreciate that. That's a good teammate right there. After a tough loss where he didn't shoot the ball well.
There was a very specific three-pointer Steph took where he got crushed by Dylan Brooks. And, you know, it's like those kind of calls just never go his way, it feels like.
Claudia is in San Diego, wants to join in and talk about the refs last night. Claudia, good morning to you. How you doing? What did you think about the refs last night?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
You know, I feel like, especially with that technical, like, Şengün was all over Dre. Like, Dre had to tell the refs, like, I'm not going to get pushed around and you not call it. Like, call it. And then they called it on him when Şengün's the one that, like, initiated a push. Like, am I crazy?
No, I'm 100% with you.
I'll say this real quick, Claudia. I'll say this. I'll let you respond. Draymond has gotten to the point when he is staring and clapping and yelling at the official, and then he shoves the player. I hear you. He's not going to get that benefit of the doubt. I think it was more so yelling at the ref, to be honest, and then it was the demonstrative nature of him shoving the player after. Now, was there some floppage, as Shasky likes to say, from Şengün? Sure. But Draymond put himself into that position. And I can't really defend that, what I saw there. I just can't defend it. Now, if you want to talk about the flagrant call, sure, there's a lot baked into it. And I think that was more of a culmination of everything that happened in the game. But it was a frustration for sure yesterday with the officials. I hear you, Claudia.
I think it's just frustrating as a fan because we only see essentially like one perspective of it, right? So we see it, yeah. I'm not the biggest Dre fan when it comes to that stuff. Do we need him? Yes. Did I want him to go when everything was getting bad last year? Kinda. Like, I really did. But it's like, it's one of those things where, yes, Dre puts it on himself. But for you to sit, like, for you to have to tell the ref, like, call it, and then as a fan be able to see exactly what happened, it's just rough to see every night. Now, with Steph, that I don't even want to talk about that because I feel like that was ridiculous. Like, I'm just getting mad thinking about it. He won't Dre wound up. Like, I don't think that happened. That's not real life.
I'm with you.
Thanks, Claudia.
So, like,
I could feel the disgust in your voice yesterday.
All right. I'm standing up now. We're on the YouTube chat for those that are watching, for those that are driving around. I'm going to try to explain it while I do
You're
it.
Standing, got to tell
so
me.
Like,
I'm
if you
standing
were gonna,
up now, guys.
If this chair was trying to post me up, okay, you're not allowed to hand check. I have my elbow on the back seat of the chair, okay? That has been outlawed out of the game. We want freedom of movement, whatever. Conversely, though, the offense should not be allowed to have elbow in my chest, throat area. Yeah. As they're posting up, you're supposed to use your lower body and your butt to be able to jostle for position. And
over and over again,
Şengün, before the ball is inbounded, as he's coming down, the first thing he does is he feels for Dre with the elbow out. And so, yeah, when you've been elbowed by a guy 40, 50 pounds heavier than you over and over and over again, guys are going to jostle for position. Mm. You don't want to get back down. You don't want him to catch the ball too deep into the paint because then you're screwed. You're not moving that guy out. And so I understand the frustration. Personally, the way I viewed it was after the Dylan Brooks foul, Dre was clearly getting agitated. Dylan was in his face. They were going back and forth. It's two guys, highly competitive. Then they're inbounding the ball a possession later, and Şengün and Draymond are jostling straight up. That's what they are. I would have called, blew the whistle dead. Guys, I haven't even handed the ball to this player. You see this at the lower level all the time. I haven't even had, stop. Everyone take a deep breath. All right, now you hand the ball to the guy who's inbounding, and we go from there. But no, they called the foul, and Draymond did get him. He did. He fouled him. I thought he fouled. Got him up in the neck, chest area, all right? And then the reaction from Draymond to the official, to me, right then and there, given everything that's going on, I would have teched him up right there just to cut the tension. All right, I've had enough, Draymond. Boom, you said your piece.
I think we could all agree at the end of the day, the game he had yesterday was unacceptable.
He was begging trouble.
Yes.
I thought that he was flirting with trouble the entire time, which to his credit, he hasn't done for months.
No, he hasn't. That's why it was frustrating because, God, you could have really used that win considering the Nuggets losing to the Pacers. That was baked into it. So you could have risen up even more. And now you lose that game. You can't pick up any ground. And we're waking up this morning. Four teams are tied from fifth all the way through eighth at 46-32. And the Warriors are clinging to that sixth spot, which is insane. Sorry, the insanity of it all, I can't even get up. This is the tightest I've ever seen, probably any playoff scenario, let alone basketball, maybe in my lifetime.
Well, this is why they can ill afford to have him mentally check out of a game.
Correct.
And so, like, then this sequence happens where a guy misses a free throw, I forget who, and Draymond's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, all right, guys, if I'm Kerr, I would have called the timeout and be like, dude, we got to relax a little here. Like, let's go lock in. And Draymond's just losing his mind. And so that he's got two fouls at that point. Steph finally hits a shot. His only basket of the night, a deep three-pointer right before the end of half. And it feels like, all right, we've got some momentum.
Yeah.
The crowd's getting fired up. And then they inbound the ball, and it's going to be a half-court heave at best by Fred VanVleet. And it's just a silly, silly, unnecessary foul from Draymond. And then he's arguing with the refs even more. And so, look, I didn't love the flagrant one after the review for all the reasons I've expressed over and over again. But Draymond allowed himself to get emotionally carried away, and he didn't rein it in, and it felt like it zapped a lot of the momentum from the team. And then when he has to sit for 9-10 minutes at a time in the third quarter, well, they just couldn't catch up. They cut it to 5 multiple times, and then by the time Curry checks back in, I believe it was 7 or whatever, and they were done.
888-957-9570. You feeling better about those wins against the Grizzlies, the Lakers, the Nuggets, winning those three games? Or are you feeling worse about that loss yesterday and how it affected you in the standings? And it was probably Draymond's worst game, probably, I want to say, in the Jimmy Butler era. Just given where things were and the attitude and all of it, it was just not his greatest performance.
But Jimmy also, where I go to Jimmy.
Jimmy's
kind of like skating here. And like, I think, and I know his forearms hurt, so I'm trying to give him some grace. I thought that yesterday was a great example of two things. Number one, Jimmy, grab Dre, get in his ear, and say, hey, dude, we need you on the floor. Like, calm down. Relax. We'll handle this.
7 shot attempts for him yesterday.
Well, that's the other part. He's too passive. And I thought that he did look like athletically diminished versus Houston. They're clearly a long, tough team. Around the rim, he got blocked once. He got stripped. He didn't look great. But I needed him to facilitate more on a night where Steph doesn't have it going. It can't just be Buddy and Pods, and we're praying that Steph breaks out of the cocoon. I need Jimmy to be more, you know, of a protagonist.
And he talked about that yesterday on if he wished he was a little bit more aggressive.
Maybe, maybe not. My thing is I'm going to make the right player majority of the time, probably like 9 out of 10 times. So if I get in there and draw help, I'm going to kick it to the open guy. But I'm not going to say that anybody scoring was the reason that we did not win this game. I'm going to stick to turnovers. You know, we had 20 of them. It's going to be hard to win in any basketball game if we got 20 turnovers.
When I talked about these three areas, you lose in points in the paint, which they did. You lose in second chance points, which they did. You lose in fast break points, night, night. Like that's, and then the turnovers. That, yeah. That's all going to be baked into
it. And it sucks because it wipes away like the best three games all year. I would argue that might be the best three wins in a row they've had in multiple years.
And doesn't wipe it away. You just said it right there. 888-957-9570. Are you feeling better about those three wins or worse about that loss yesterday is the question. Here's one more from Jimmy Butler. On just his thoughts overall on the game.
I would like to think that they played incredibly well tonight. They did what they want to do, turn us over, contest shots, make it difficult. But I think if we take care of the ball, we care about every possession like we should, it may be a different outcome. That's not the case. So all of the ifs can stay where they are.
And that matchup against the Rockets just got a lot more intriguing as far as I'm concerned. Just given everything, they've always been in tight games. I think all of their games have been, prior to one last night, have been decided by 7 points or fewer. So they play each other extremely tight. And that was prior to Jimmy Butler. And so it's all baked into it. Now you got some nastiness. You got obviously Dylan Brooks, Ime Udoka going out with Steph. Like, sign me up for that series because it would be fun. It would take a lot out of you, as all playoff series do in their own way. But I'd be very, very interested in a round one matchup between them. Now, you don't want to do that through the Warriors because that would mean you'd be in a play-in scenario. So there's a lot baked into it. Because they're going to be the number two seed. The Rockets I'm pretty sure they're almost guaranteed to have the two seed, almost. Unless they like fall flat on their face these last four games. But they're probably going to be the two seed, and they're going to be playing the winner of that first 7-8 matchup. Real quick, Joe, let's hit the injury report.
For the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
By the way, is it weird that I call you Joe? That's your name, but I feel like no one calls you that here because I'm a fellow Joe.
And everyone
I feel
like in normal life calls me Joe.
Do they? But no one in this building does. Have you noticed that?
What do they call me?
They call you Shasky. No one calls you Joe here. Have you called them Joe, Carter?
No.
Exactly. I just thought it was fun. I just don't know. Like, it's a thing. You call me Joey. No one else calls me Joe. You're allowed to because your name is Joe. All right?
Well, in our family, there's JoJo, there's Joey, there's Little Joe, there's Big Joe, and even though Big Joe is smaller than me.
You can say that as a fellow Joe. Like, if Sam or Carter try to call me Joey, I'm out on that.
Hey, Joe.
There's so many Joes. I just Joanne.
You like to talk about original Joes all the time, too.
Original Joes.
Two starts into the season, and former Giant Blake Snell is already on the injured list.
You hate to see it.
The Dodgers placed their opening day starter on the 15-day IL with shoulder inflammation. The move was retroactive to April 3rd. It is unclear if Snell will need more than the 15 days that he will miss. So that just means he's going to come back in July and pitch like a Cy Young.
We'll see.
The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. We're halfway home here on the Morning Roast on a Monday. We're talking Warriors. We're talking Rockets. Disappointing loss yesterday. Plus, Dave Fleming, voice of the San Francisco Giants, joining us at 9:20. The Giants are red hot. They're 8-1. Best record win-loss-wise and the winning percentage-wise in the bigs. So we'll talk about them, absolutely. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.